An unconstitutional agency by the name of Department of Homeland Security attempts to browbeat Americans into submission by calling them, listen carefully, terrorists. Now, if you remember right, it was President James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, after September 11, 2001, an unconstitutional agency, as I said, called the Department of Homeland Security, along with the TSA, were created. First, it was found that it was stacked with Muslims that were, in fact, terror-tied. And to prove the point, let me give you a couple of examples. Concerning these Sharia advisors appointed to high security positions in the Homeland Security. First off, we have Arif Alakhan, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the United States Department of Homeland Security. Then we have Mohammed Alabari. He's a Homeland Security Advisor. How does this make sense? I mean, after all, we were told for 18 years by the mainstream media and politicians that the Muslims were in fact the ones responsible for taking down the two towers in New York. Since then, we now found out that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, came out with 72 definitions of what defines a terrorist. Friends, you might want to take a minute and listen to the definitions as to who the terrorists are, according again to the Homeland Security. Now, the ones that I'm about to name are considered to be extremists and or potential terrorists in official U.S. government documents. Those that talk about individual liberties. Those that advocate for states' rights. Those that want to make the world a better place. The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Those that are interested in defeating the communists. Those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interest of all nations. Anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. Anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. Those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals. Anti-homosexual. Anti-immigrant. Anti-Muslim. The Patriot Movement. Opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians. Members of the Family Research Council. Members of the American Family Association. Those that believe that Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. Members of the American Border Patrol, American Patrol. Members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition. Members of the Christian Action Network. Anyone that is opposed to the New World Order. Anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing. Anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21. Anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps. Anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscation. The militia movement. The sovereign citizen movement. Those that don't think that they should have to pay taxes. Anyone that complains about bias. Anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia. Anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies. Anyone that visits extremist websites and or blogs.
That would be us.
Anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance. Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. Anyone that is personally connected with a grievance.
Trying to scare you into submission, folks. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I wanted to let everybody know really quick that, listen, if you experience any censorship or you're having a hard time getting over to our site, for those that are paying attention, of course, and you know a little something about as to what you're doing and how you navigate the online services and the such. If you have any issues, please let us know. Take a picture of it. Send us over the image, please, because we've had enough of this, and we've had enough of it for, you know, probably going on 7 years now concerning the censorship. But again, we all know where this is coming from. We see the federal government and the state governments working together to censor free speech. And I want to show you a video coming from whore Kamala Harris, both naturally and spiritually, 1 Corinthians 2:14. And this little useful idiot that's being used, and I want you to listen to who she represents, because this is the kind of stuff that I've warned you about long ago. Now they're saying it, and if you do a little history, friends, you're going to see that you could go ahead back to the 30s and the 40s and the 20s with Stalin and Mao Zedong and Adolf Hitler, and you would see the same exact speeches. We are here, Americans, and it's coming to your front door, and I want you to show, or actually I want you to see as to where it's coming from firsthand. This is Kamala Harris. Listen carefully as to what she says.
We will put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism.
I'm sorry, I just want to clarify that you all know what extremism is. Extremism are those that uphold God's law and the laws found in the Constitution that exposes their crimes for what they are. That's what an extremist is. This is nothing new. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9, folks. We're here again. They're saying the same thing the devil's been saying since day one, continuously trying to enslave the people so they can have rule. These devilish individuals, John 8:44, have forgotten that they work for the people, and they mean to suppress us at all costs. Now, when she's also talking about the Department of Justice enforcing justice again, it's not justice, it's injustice. That means we're going to enforce the policies in unlaw against the lawful. That's what they're doing. This is what you see happening. And folks, what they're doing is slowly but surely tightening the noose. I'm going to go ahead and replay this again so you can hear the whole of it, and I will let it go to its duration.
We'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrated.
So she just told you who's responsible for all this illegal censorship, which violates our First Amendment. She just told you where this is coming from, okay? And it is illegal, don't get me wrong.
Their platforms, because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy.
Okay, we're not a democracy, as you all well know. But again, this is brainwashing to the useful idiots that think somehow or another that this whore, both in the natural and the spiritual, is actually going to bring in the answers to make people free. She's not there to make the people free, because if she was, she'd enforce the laws that are there. What she means to do is she means to further enslave. And look where she's talking. She's talking at the NAACP. Martin Luther King would have blew her off the stage the first 2 minutes that this useful idiot, this debased, debauched human being, he would have shut her down the first 2 minutes that she was up. Let's listen to the rest of this.
And if you profit off of hate...
Hate again is their hate for the law, God's law, and the Constitution. These are the same people, friends, that are attempting to undo everything that our forefathers established. Again, don't get me wrong as to what I'm saying here.
As a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare.
Misinformation, if that was the case, all the outlets that are under the dictates of the propaganda machine under the CIA Mockingbird Media, Fox News included all the way from that to MSNBC, they would have been held accountable a long time ago for spreading misinformation and spreading propaganda and lies. Put that up against Proverbs 19:9.
If you don't police your platforms
and shut down the people that are exposing us for our crimes, is what she's saying.
We are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Don't take your counsels from your fear, friends. If these people had their way today, they wouldn't be talking this way. They're driving fear at all costs is all they're doing, because they're afraid that the American people are becoming aware. Now, I want to tee this up before our first break. One of the things that we continuously tried to share, and I'm saying tried because now we're here, is that they're bringing in these illegals because they don't have the support that they claim they did through the media by using false polling. And they've been doing this for a long time as well. They want you to believe that it's divided all the time, when in fact, again, friends, when you look at what's going on and the two options that have been given, they're pushing the exact same agenda. There is no difference in the agenda. If you'd like to prove me different or prove otherwise, 281-845-4704. That number's 281-845-4704. But I'm just here to tell you, friends, that they're bringing these illegals in because they want them to actually do the voting. Notice the people that they're making an appeal to treasonously. Article 3, Section 3, it's a violation of law and common sense. But what you also need to know, friends, is they're also filling our military up with the illegals as well. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you in just a couple of minutes here, friends, that they signed some bill. How they did it, God only knows, through ignorant people, Hosea 4:6, like they've done everything else that they've done. But they now have created a bill, friends, where they can use that military against Americans. Everything about what I'm telling you today, friends, is unconstitutional. It's illegal. It's treasonous. And again, it explains why we're being censored here. And it shows you exactly who's doing the censoring, because she just got done telling you. Again, folks, read 1 Kings 13:33. You'll understand Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Again, don't forget you have 1,250 other presidential candidates that are completely being suppressed and overlooked because they don't want you to look at real candidates. They want you to look at the two that they have offered up that are, in fact, set up on the same team. In other words, friends, when you look at a Kamala Harris, what she is being used is a door to open it up for Donald Trump. But if the people think that it's going to go divided right down the line, and if you think you're above this, friends, they might just put her in to finish the job. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com platforms, BeforeIt'sNews.com platforms on the top left side. We'll be
at
right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wanted to let you know, folks, too, if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a store available there for you, which is premised on the Word of God, the Constitution, and testimonial. We're not talking out of school. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning. There's a variety of things over there. Again, they're great conversational starters and educational materials over there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As I was saying during the end of the last segment, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. I'm going to go ahead and take Kelly from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Kelly. What say you?
Oh, thank you. No, it's just the double-mindedness of our government. You know, like 3 years ago, Christopher Columbus was a horrible holiday. This year, it was kind of okay, but they still kind of undermined it a bit and talked about indigenous people, which all people should be treated with, you know, the kindness and grace that God asks us. But during a time when they're doing huge land grabs that are actually affecting indigenous people, I find it a little hilarious. Yeah, I mean, it just, it all kind of breaks your brain what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, we've had so many epiphanies.
Yeah. Well, to me, Kelly, I don't understand what the American people don't understand. I mean, it goes way beyond double-mindedness. This is treason. We're seeing it on full display today. And we have seen this incrementally over the last how many years in this country. There's something called Operation Northwood. And if you've ever seen that document, it's interesting how the government meant to do back in the 60s under Kennedy. Kennedy would not go along with it, but they did it in 2000. And I'm talking about September 11, 2001. As to what took place with the two towers. So we've known that they've been at work, working against the people, and we hear from globalists such as international war criminal like George Soros, who's already told the American people 1,000 times over that you're the problem, you're what impedes the global order. And if we didn't get a good taste of that after September 11th concerning what the DOD came up with, concerning the 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, they're all the American people. And if we can't figure it out from there, then we get exactly what we deserve, and that's exactly where we're at. They know what they're doing, Kelly. It's not like they're not purposely doing the things that they're doing. They're running in contrast. They're running antithetical to the U.S. Constitution at every given step. And what I'm going to highlight right now is going to prove just that point. And I totally appreciate the phone call. And I want you to see this because I knew this was out a couple days ago, and Tim just wrote about this morning. Tim Brown, morning show host from Sons of Liberty Media.com. But Pentagon issues lawless federal directive allowing military to use lethal force against Americans. Now, I want you to contemplate, we've done several shows on this. We know that there's over 87 agencies that are being armed. They're all unconstitutional. They're being armed to the hilt. They're there to fortify and to make assault against anybody that stands against their global initiative. Again, listen to me carefully. They have no constitutional standing whatsoever. They have no constitutional standing whatsoever. But if you think they do, then they're going to go ahead and act out on that pretended authority. And that's exactly what they're doing. And again, folks, we look at those agencies, we look at the definitions of the DOD coming up with what a terrorist is, and it happens to be the American people. I don't know for the life of me what they have to do for the American people to finally figure out what in fact is happening. Listen to what Ron Paul just recently released to the people concerning what this corrupt administration and these bureaucracies that have been set in place are doing, because again, it all comes back to the responsible party that doesn't want to take responsibility. And yes, I'm talking about the American people.
If nothing else, what I usually resort to is saying, that is so bad, so evil, that'll wake up the people.
Yeah.
But sometimes that doesn't even happen.
No, it doesn't.
We want to start off with a headline from Zero Hedge. It's pretty hot headline. U.S. military now is authorized to kill Americans on U.S. soil. Mm. That can't be possible.
Yeah.
Then I thought, after we talked about this a little bit, I said, well, you know, it's a big deal, except I'm afraid they've been doing that for a long time.
That's
when you think of the abuses, the civil liberties and all the dumb policies they have. How many died at the hands of stupid government policy over COVID?
Yeah.
But that's over the top. You can't say that they have a responsibility. And that's on American soil. But what if we went to how many deaths have been killed by our foreign policy? Civilians, Americans, and foreigners, a couple. So, but right now, this is a step. It's bold.
Yeah.
It's bold. Now authorized, and there's been some changes made in the law that says this. So I think this is a bad thing.
There is no law.
I think it's another one of those point in history that it was acknowledged, and it will get worse. And to me, that is, it's now official to have a police state.
Yeah.
You know, if we're not going to even pretend that we're not supposed to have, a police state, that we're not supposed to have the army, policing our neighborhoods. That's what local policies were like in states and the whole works. But this canceled it out. This would open up the door for the careless use, and if more frequent and legal, it'll be legal now, so nobody will have to worry about that.
I want to correct that. With all due respect to Ron Paul, we've had him on the show before. It's not legal. It's one of the things that Martin Luther King said of Adolf Hitler as well, that everything he did was legal. No, the first thing that was said by President Truman and a sidekick attorney at the proceedings of the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945 was just this: the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken. And what took place there, friends, and if this is the first time listening, this is what's happening here in America. A lot of those people that were doing the killing for Adolf Hitler, you got to remember, he didn't pull the trigger. They did for him what he was unwilling to do for himself. And also remember, he would have never been able to do it had the people not did it for him. But if the people would have obeyed God and the Constitution in that republic, which they had during that time in Germany, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler, the Third Reich, and the political pawns that were being used to overthrow their Constitution during that particular time. But they didn't do it. So what they did is, after how many people, millions of people, Jews, and I'm talking about the dissidents, and I'm talking about the gypsies that were killed off, political opposition, the intellectuals, which you're finding on the DOD 72 definitions of what a terrorist is domestically, that would be me and you. And yes, that would be me and you. And it's interesting to note that during that particular time, they kept trying to hide behind the fact that Adolf Hitler gave them orders to do it. Well, many of them were actually executed because they did it. And we all know, too, history teaches us that over 1,800 of those SS war criminals were actually brought over into America, renamed and given positions in government and agencies in the United States under something called Operation Paperclip. Okay. We also know that thousands upon thousands of those war criminals were actually shipped over to Argentina. And many people even believe Hitler was there, because during that particular time, Eisenhower even believed that Adolf Hitler got away. And if you think otherwise, you're listening to what the media's propagandists are trying to spew on you once again. But again, if you do a little homework, you have an eighth grade education. If you believe that Adolf Hitler was assassinated or he committed suicide during that time in his own bunker, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. And here we have the Bushes in the United States of America during that time illegally financing Hitler's war. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you, 1942. Prescott Bush was indicted for what? Funding Hitler's war. Well, your boys were shedding their blood on Utah Beach, on Sword Beach, on Juneau Beach, and the list goes on. They were shedding their blood fighting against the tyrants in Europe, while your said representative government, namely the Bushes, were doing what? Selling your boys out. And hence, we have a book by Smedley Butler telling us exactly what it's about. And if you just listen to the politicians over and over and over again, folks, they've been doing this to other countries under the guise of law for a long time. And it's been happening because the American people don't know the difference. But here we are. Okay, so I just shared with you, friends, how the DOD somehow or another created what they call a law. It is not a law. It is a policy that undermines common sense and our law, in the process of now saying to the military, you can go ahead and use lethal force against the American people if need be. I want you to cross-check this. As a matter of fact, you can look up on social media platforms right now and see it for yourself. This is a directive 5240.01. Again, I want you to read it for yourself. The timing of the directive is interesting. 1 month before an election that is widely expected to generate chaos and civil unrest. What is it coming back to? Deal with corrupt politicians that are working hand in glove with the mainstream media attempting to create domestic insurrection. Americans, wake up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th, at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th, at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
You know, I got to just, can I just go ahead and vent for a moment, please? 281-845-4704. So over the last couple days, we have an event coming up here in Brownton, Minnesota, just to show you where people's priorities are. And something had come up in a conversation with a person that I didn't know, and they said that I made a fatso remark some time ago, and I probably said something that might have offended a lot of people. And I don't remember ever purposely trying to offend somebody that's overweight, someone that's gluttonous or lascivious, carnal lust. You know, they keep feeding themselves. I don't remember ever doing that, but that is a sin within itself. And I just said, I'm lost. I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. Are you talking about me? Because I know Tim wouldn't say that. Are you getting mixed up with us? And then she goes on and says, you know what, I didn't respond to her because I seen that she was being divisive. That's all she was being. She didn't care about what was going on. She doesn't care about the state of her country. She's a gossip. She's a talebearer. She's making stuff up to purposely be divisive, period. Nothing more, nothing less. So I didn't respond. And so that wasn't good enough. I mean, I'm condemned if I do, and I'm condemned if I don't. So the next morning, I get another text from this individual, a message from Messenger, and she had said to me, "You know, I was going to bring a bunch of people to your event, but now I'm going to tell them you have an ego problem." And I'm just thinking to myself, folks, listen carefully. We have a job to do. I don't have time to sit there and play games with you. If you want to sit around and do nothing but gossip because your little feelings were hurt, unbeknownst to the person that you're accusing, that's on you, not on me. Don't have time for it, okay? The other thing is this. On the other hand, there's a people out there that what they do is they always, they'll play up to me. They agree with what I say. And usually what will happen is when they agree with what I say, I then sit back and I say, but because there's enough buts to fill in an auditorium when I'm dealing with people like that. And I know exactly what I'm dealing with. But, well, Bradley, you said some things the other day, or at least I think it was you. Bradley, that just didn't sit right with me. This is what I believe. Well, I don't care what you're believing. What does the word say? That's what we're supposed to believe. That's what a believer is. When we take the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls, and hold to that. And the other thing is I'm not going to get caught up into something that doesn't exist. I'm not going to debate with you. That's not saying I'm afraid of you. I'm just simply saying I'm not going to argue over things that are being created along the way. So at the end of the conversation, you can be right about what you're saying, regardless if it's in the word or not. We're not going to do that. Because I'm not going to sit here and deconstruct the word so you can be right about it. Scripture is clear. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. Did you forget that your righteousness is but filthy rags? Have you forgotten that this is the same guy that says over and over again, this is revival, stand on the Bible, draw a circle around it, and tell the Lord from your heart, Lord, I'm wrong about everything and you're right about everything. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit, Acts 5:32. It's not an issue of me being right, folks. It's not an issue of me giving you my opinion and me standing on it if it contradicts the word of God and still trying to justify myself. It's not an issue, by the way, of my interpretation. I love to hear that. Because what I see is when I'm giving the word, the way the word is meant to be given, it's black and white. There is no gray area. People that mean to deconstruct the word, they always, you'll find out at every given turn, you'll always find that the cross is what they're the enemy to. They're enemies to the righteousness of Christ. They have not taken up the cross. They have not denied themselves. They're trying to find their lives. That's why they're trying to do their best in deconstructing the word of God. I'm not going to have no part of it. But on the other hand, folks, the lines are open, 281-845-4704. If you want to go ahead and stand in contrast to the word of God and you want to contend for the faith, here I am. I'm not running from that verses 3 and 4 of Jude. Read it. That's what we're supposed to do. We're called to defend the faith. We're called to contend for the faith. And the list goes on. 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know that on Thursday, we're going to be in Broughton, Minnesota, October 17th at 6:30. On Saturday, October 19th, we're going to be in Brainerd, Jack's House Bowl, 300 Highway 25 South. And then we're going to be in a different state doing a college a week after that. And we'll keep you posted concerning that school as well. That one will be on the 25th, and I'm really happy about doing that. So, again, 281-845-4704 if you want to call in. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com at any given time. Also wanted to go over to this because I want to change gears just a little bit. Somebody had just, let me just shoot from the hip here for a moment and seal the last segment. I want you to listen carefully because this is what President Truman said back in the 50s. And it is applicable to each and every one of us. And what you're seeing on the horizon right now is exactly what he tried to warn us of. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. You know, one thing that we might all want to ask ourselves, because I was talking to a friend today, and I'm very involved as to what's going on in our community as well as the country. But you all know that I've had sat down and had conversations with our senators, one of them, Eric Lucero, on the show. Another one was a said representative from the state of Minnesota, Walter Hudson. Another one of them was Ben Davis. And another one was from southern Minnesota. And in every given case, I asked the question concerning what's going on in the state alone concerning treasonous Tim Walz, who's being exposed for the act of treason, who's now being put up as the vice president for whore Kamala Harris, as some lovable man that's being exposed, by the way, for pedophilia crimes. This is making its way right now as allegations, of course, right? But if it was me, it would be true. Right, it's always allegations when it comes to their players, but when it's their political opposition, it's not an allegation, it's a fact until they're sued for it, right? But in every given scenario, friends, I ask them, where are the articles of impeachment? Where are the articles of impeachment, and where is Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 to bring forth prosecutorial measures concerning his crimes, his treasonous crimes against we the people? Crickets. So if you think for some reason or another that your said representatives, at least in the state of Minnesota, are going to stand up against what's going on out there, you better think again. I also want to say concerning federal government, I don't care about all of your appeasers. For all the things that they go out, and I'm talking about the Rand Pauls, I'm talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greens, I'm talking about the Lauren Boebitz, I'm talking about the Jim Jordans, I'm talking about the Senator Cotton, I'm talking about Senator Kennedy, I'm talking about Ted Cruz, the list goes on. With all the big talk that they've given and all of their grillings in exposing all of these people that are now pushing forward these agendas, have you ever stopped and asked yourself the question, where's the justice? No, that's why we call them the great American appeasers, because they're on the same team and you haven't figured that out. And in the meantime, they've been spoiling you and emptying your coffers on top of the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're already making so that you can make them at the end of the day a bunch of millionaires. And that's exactly what's becoming of them. Americans, where's the justice that guards our liberties? Where is it at? You know, one of my favorite scriptures is found in 21 verse 7. And what does it say? Well, if you look at the King James Version, it tells us clearly, it says, the robbery of the wicked, that's you and me, will destroy them. What's going to destroy you? Those that you allow to rob you. And why is that? Because, again, the people refuse to do judgment, okay? The people refuse to be the law to bring about judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Americans have not come to the realization that these people are purposely doing what they are doing, and they've been doing it for a long time. And why did they do it? Let me give you the answer to that. Well, it tells us in Ecclesiastes 8:11, because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. I am curious, what is it like for these people the minute they go from this life to the next? They've done everything that they've wanted to do in a country like this. It shouldn't be tolerated at all, but they get away with it. As Edmund Burke said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. But one has to ask the question, what would it be like to be a fly on the wall on Judgment Day when all of these people in this earth that think they're having their way right now, what does it look like for them on Judgment Day? You ever wonder that? I'm asking, 281-845-4704. Well, when you go to the book of Revelation, guess what, friends? It tells us just that. These are the people that refuse to repent. These are the people that go on with their bad selves that are going to receive a greater judgment, right? You know, it tells us in Revelation 20, verse 11, it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sitteth on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place found for them."
Wow. Okay. Okay. And I'm not saying this for any other reason as to the fact that it's in my heart to say it again and again and again and again. You know, I can hear somebody say, Bradley, who are you to judge? Again, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just giving you the judge's word, and you just hate the truth. And it doesn't matter if you hate the truth or not, because you're going to be judged, and every single one of us will bend our knee and confess that Jesus is Lord. I mean, the devils believe and tremble, right? And they're so afraid of it, they wanted to be cast into a bunch of pigs and choked in the waters. That's where they went rather than standing before the judge. We'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to finish this point. I want to show you one more thing again, and just to show you how unconstitutional the people in this country actually, well, they're good slaves, let's put it that way, because they're ignorant of the law that keeps them free. But I was just talking about how people say, well, Bradley, who are you to judge? And again, I'm just here to tell you that I'm not judging you. I'm just giving you the judge's word. Because we're supposed to use righteous judgment, right? You can take that back to the Old Testament, Ezekiel 44:23, and also take it to what Jesus said in John 7:24, where he said we're supposed to use righteous judgment. That's according to the fruit of the law. That's how we're supposed to judge rightly in reference to what sin is, 1 John 3:4. Which, in fact, friends, is what we deal with
all day long. Who are you to judge? No, we're trying to give you the truth that makes you free. And apparently you hate the truth that makes you free, and it doesn't matter if you hate it or not. You're just enslaving yourself. I'm just trying to love on you enough to tell you what so many others are unwilling to tell you. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. I want you to listen to this carefully, and I'm going to go slow so you can hear this, and I'm going to make two more points. Judge not, lest you be that you be not judged. Right? Matthew 7, that's what it says. Judge not that you be not judged. Isn't it interesting how the biblical illiterate across the country, they know that? They know that, not in context. They twist scripture the way Satan himself twisteth scripture. What does it say? For with what measurement you judge, right? You shall be judged, and with what measurement you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And listen carefully to who he's talking to so you have a clear understanding so that you might not stick both feet in your mouth if you happen to be one of these people that this is all you know. Judge not that you be not judged. Okay. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Okay. I'm keeping it in context. Then he says, you hypocrite. Who's he addressing? Is he addressing the obedience of the man that's in Christ, that is put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that makes no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof? Or is he addressing one that says but does not, like he rebuked in Matthew 23, verse 3, they say and do not? You have to put it in context. You hypocrite. You that say one thing, but you do the opposite. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Then what does he say right after that? He teaches us judgment. Don't cast that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Isn't that interesting? He's teaching us judgment. He's teaching us righteous judgment. He's teaching us the way of the master as we follow him and avail to the lessons that he teaches us. He's not omitting that. I mean, look at 11:42 of Luke itself. I'm going through Luke again. I love the book of Luke. And there's many things I'd like to say about that right now, but for the sake of time, I want to stick to the plan. When you look at 11:42, what does it say? But woe unto you, you Pharisees, you self-righteous snakes, you serpents. What was the thing that John said in John 3? He said, repent and bring forth fruits of repentance. That's not what these people did. They walked around and they sat in Moses' seat, pointing out everybody's errors while they themselves never looked in the mirror to correct themselves. They never repented. But he said, woe unto you, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over what? Judgment and the love of God. These ought you have not done, and not to leave the others undone. Oh, Americans, when you see people that, that's all they know is judge not lest he be judged. They taught it from the hirelings in the pulpit. Those that have sold themselves out for gain. You know, I mean, because these hirelings, they don't understand. They're not there for the income. They're actually there for the outcome. Okay. And that's the part that they don't understand. But what I want you to get here, friends, is the fact that these are the ones that are responsible for teaching men, thou shalt not judge. It's like the kid that just gets out of church. He's going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone. He gets pulled over by the police officer. What does the police officer do when he pulls over that person that's going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit? Just giving you a parable, that's all. Just giving you an analogy, that's all. What's the first thing the police officer does? He shows the person that got pulled over their violation. You, as he points his finger at the laws, have violated the law by 15 miles an hour. You're going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone. What is that kid that just got out of church? What's he taught to say? Hey, who are you to judge me? Rips up the ticket and throws it at the cop's feet. Isn't that exactly what a majority of the people in this country do? As if to suggest that they're not going to be judged on that final day? Isn't that odd to anybody? All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And here we have a bunch of unconverted people that call themselves Christians, a lack thereof, that are saying, who are you to judge me? All roads lead that direction. And they're the ones saying, thou shalt not judge. Oh my goodness. What is the man that's ready to be judged on God on judgment day? What man's ready to be judged by God is what I meant to say. The one that longs to be free from offending him. The one that longs to be free from offending him. You know, King David said this, and I want you to listen carefully. He said, thy judgments have I laid before me that I might not offend you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not offend you. Isn't that a different message, friends? Well, guess what? That's the biblical one. That's the biblical one. And that's the one I want you to have. I'm not telling you to go around telling everybody that they're supposed to go to hell. I am telling you to repent, make sure the mold's out of your eye, and let's go out and correct society. Absolutely. But we correct it by bringing forth the message that we're to repent and we're to bring forth fruits under repentance. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to make one more point really quick. Just seeing this post in ending the show today. And this guy, whoever he is, it's like one of the most ignorant things I've ever seen. Case in point, we were doing a college in Bloomington, Minnesota, and we were talking about lines between church and state, okay? And we were teaching that very topic, and all of a sudden this little self-righteous prissy lady stands up, and she said, you know what, you can't be doing that because there's lines between church and state. So me, just innocently sitting there, asked the question, so can you do me a favor, ma'am? Like this post right here, can you go ahead and show me in any founding document, go back as far as you want. You can go to the Articles of the Confederation if you'd like to. You can go back to the Mayflower Compact. You can even go back to the Magna Carta if you want to, from 1215. But can you show me in the Bill of Rights, can you show me in the Constitution of the United States of America where there's lines between church and state? Can you show me? She couldn't answer me. Of course she couldn't show me. Why? Because it's not there. What the government is doing today, there's an erected wall barring them from what they're doing to you today, professors. 1802, Danbury Baptist, Thomas Jefferson, look it up and you'll find out the truth of the matter. And it applies to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. This guy said, if you want a country run by men and religion, move to Iran. Are you that dummied down? Yes, they are that dummied down. I said, and yes, you are this ignorant. You can see it right here. You know nothing of your history. I said, can you show me where in any founding documents the separation of church and state is found? Did he ever respond? No. And this is the importance of knowing your founding documents, friends. It's not there to make other people look stupid. They do that all on their own. The fact of the matter is, we're to educate. The law of truth is to be in our mouths, Malachi 2:6, and we are to educate people along the way as we become educated, right? And what becomes of that by the Holy Spirit? Sheep begat sheep. And we want to grow in the grace concerning the giftings that we may be able to minister in a greater degree of the grace that he gives us. Folks, we're going to be in, real quick, I want to go over here in the end of the show here if I got time. We're going to be in Broughton, Minnesota on Thursday, and we're going to be at the, Lake Marion Ballroom, 11431, Minnesota 15, Broughton, Minnesota, October 17, 6:30 p.m. If you're close, come on out. If you're not, come on out. Then we're going to be on Saturday, the 19th, October 19th, at Jack's House Bowl. You can eat there. These are fun. When you do these events in restaurants, it makes it fun. 300 Highway 25 South, October 19th, 2024 at 6 p.m. Folks, love you by what I do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Read 1 John 3:18, because we are loved by deed, not by word. Amen. Why? By this our hearts are assured before him. Amen. See ya.